92.7.
In time, you will know the true power of Devil Radio 92.7. It is your destiny.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an incredibly dumb thing the Republicans did, some of them, 14 of them, among many, many dumb things and nasty things and crooked things and malicious things they've done. But this one, I don't know if this takes the cake. A lot of them take the cake. There's no more cake left. Everybody took the cake. Tell you what, this one, 14 Republicans, including Tom Tiffany, I don't mean R in a good sense, happens to be from Hazelhurst, Wisconsin, up near Minocqua, very close to Minocqua, a few miles. 14 Republicans wrote to Joe Biden and demanded that he take a cognitive test. And they say, well, Trump was given one in 2020, and he said he aced it. This is the so-called Montreal cognitive test. Let me tell you a couple of things. No one aces a cognitive test. No one is given a cognitive test unless people around him are worried about his cognition. It wasn't 14 Democrats that wrote to Trump to take it. It was his own handlers. It was his own cabinet. It was his own staff, because they thought he was nuts. And he was given one. And when he said he aced it, no one aces a cognitive test. What he means is, because here are some of the examples. They say, all right, draw a circle, pretend it's a clock, and show 11 o'clock, okay? Just put the hands for 11 o'clock. That's the kind of thing it is. So apparently, one of two things occurred. He did that successfully. Great. Oh, that's what you really want in the commander-in-chief. He's able to do that. The staff thought that maybe that was necessary to see if he could do it. But even worse, he didn't do it right. He didn't know what they were talking about, and they covered it up. You know, Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's towards the end of his presidency. He really did, because he went into full-blown Alzheimer's after that. But, you know, towards the end, when he got reelected in 84, he started to act strange, and people covered up. The old days, medieval days, you had a king. Something weird about the guy, you hide the guy. Maybe he doesn't even show up. Or you have the court jester, a courtier, stick a crown on, and they can't see his face, and the crown goes up and down the balcony. This is Trump, of course, right? So now they're trying to say, well, we got to turn the table, so we're going to ask Biden. Biden just came off a terrific so-called summit with Putin. He laid down the line. He said, Putin, there's going to be no more hacking. Well, guess what? We're smarter at hacking, a better hacking than you do. You don't know what we can do. That pipeline out of Siberia with the gas and the oil, which is more than half your government revenue, over 30 your GDP, sure would be a shame if that got shut down. For a long time, knock it off. Really is excellent. Not like Trump quivering with fear in front of Putin in Helsinki saying, well, Putin said he didn't hack in. Our FBI and CIA say he did. Well, I trust Putin, not by CIA and the FBI. And Ron Johnson went along, of course. Of course. Well, here's the deal. And Trump, they said, was given the thing in 2020. He was actually given it in 2018. Right from the get-go, they thought this guy is bonkers. And they were right, actually. And of course, you don't ace it. Well, Tom Tiffany was one of the signers. Now, here's the deal. For how long are we going to be embarrassed by having people like Tiffany and Ron Johnson representing Wisconsin? They don't represent Wisconsin. They really don't. Republicans, you know, did you know that obviously Fighting Bob LaFalla was a Republican. He was a progressive Republican. The Progressive Republican Party, which split off from the so-called stalwart Republican Party, merged in 1949 in a convention in Green Bay with the Democratic Party to produce the modern Democratic Party. But he was technically Republican. Did you know that Gaylord Nelson was Republican? Yeah, he was. And he showed up at the 1949 convention, and the Progressive Republican, which is what he was, merged with the Democratic Party and became a Democrat. Bill Proxmire and Pat Lucy were Democrats. They welcomed Gaylord Nelson into the party. Well, that's the kind of Republicans we used to have in this state. That's the kind of Republicans we used to have in this state. When you have Tom Tiffany and Ron Johnson, they're not in that tradition. They are not in that tradition. They are Trump cultists. That's not the Republican Party. It's the party of the Trump cult. So let's get that clear. It's the party of the Trump cult. Tiffany not only wrote this embarrassing letter, embarrassing for the Republican Party, to Biden, but what he also did, he voted against Juneteenth Day being a holiday, and he voted against thanking, commending the Capitol Police officers who defended him, even doing that, even recognizing it, because he sided with the insurrectionists. And I've told you this before, Andrew Clyde, a really right-wing nut from Georgia, who said that the insurrectionists were just like normal tourists. It was photographed. We've seen the photograph. It's been published. Desperately putting furniture up against the door so that they wouldn't murder him. They weren't going to come in and say, all right, Andrew Clyde, we are going to quiz you on issues for an hour, and after it's over, if we're satisfied. They didn't do that. They kill anybody in Congress, anybody in the House, anybody in the Senate. So Mitt Romney was photographed running away, any of them. So here's what you have. 14 Republicans write to Biden, say, well, Trump aced it in 2020. They're lying. He took it in 2018, and you don't ace it. He was just flat out lucky. Well, I don't know if he was lucky. I suspect he didn't even pass it. Suspect what happened was they thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And hit it. And now they're trying to cause trouble. We're going to the lines. Going to the lines. We seem to have somebody on the line. Let's see. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Good morning to you. Ron Johnson is out of touch with most, not all, but most of the people in Wisconsin. And I sure want the man to run again, because I want that proven to everybody that this guy does not represent the mainstream of the Wisconsin voter. You know, January 6th did happen. I don't understand why the Republican Party wants to deny that. It was an awful thing. And Rojo just doesn't get it. It's just, it's unbelievable. No, it isn't. It's totally believable. So with that, I hope Ron I hope Ron Johnson runs and he's beaten badly. Thank you, Matt. Have a great week.
Yeah, that's a good point, Paul. Wisco Paul. And here's the deal on that. He is running, and there are five Democrats who have announced. And I think there are a couple of others who are out there thinking about it. So it's very early in the game. This is June. The primary is until August of next year, a year from August. The primary is 14 months away, 14 months. And then the general election is a year from November. So there's plenty of time. People are going to be maneuvering, circling, sniffing, and all that good stuff start to sort itself out. A lot of good candidates support any one of them against Ron Johnson. So get behind somebody. Pay attention to them. Listen to them. You can go online, look up their, their websites and all that. Who's running for the Senate? They'll give you names. And then think, all right, who do I want? Who do I think? First of all, who can beat Ron Johnson? Okay. I mean, let's be blunt about that. Second of all, they beat Ron Johnson, who is going to be a good leader for Wisconsin, the United States, and really help to push the Democratic agenda in the Senate. So that's what's coming up. It's a very, very important election because if John, remember something, the Senate's 50-50. Senate's 50-50. And it takes Kamala Harris's vote to turn it our way. But of course, with the filibuster, Moscow Mitch says you need 10 votes and he won't give 10 on anything. He's already said that. And we have Manchin, who's really only half a vote because he won't bust the the filibuster, and we have Sinema, who's a half a vote, because she won't bust the filibuster. So that's the deal. That's what's going on. And I guess all I'll say, and I don't guess, I'm telling you this right now, we need a little cushion. We need a little cushion to make Manchin and Sinema irrelevant, and that means we got to turn Ron Johnson's seat. Got to get him out of there. Get one of our guys. Okay, going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.